hello, everyone. This is Tracy. Welcome to another Love Bomb at Band of Mothers podcast. These are some short, hopefully inspirational, from the heart, from Shay and I to you, little tidbits of love that we are offering while we are on a little bit of a summer hiatus. But when we say hiatus, it's actually a big planning session for something new and exciting coming in the fall of 2021. And we cannot wait to share it with you. So thank you to everyone who tunes in. Thank you to everyone who shares these with your own band of mothers. We so appreciate it. And to everyone who stood by us and walked beside us through our crazy journey as a business, and in life, I just want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of you, especially to everyone who has sent me sweet notes and lots of good healing vibes after my family was in a very devastating car accident earlier in July. Someday I'll get on here and probably talk about it, but if you haven't heard about it or are curious, I did do two posts on our Instagram feed sharing about it. So you're welcome to go down. Just look for the crashed car in a ditch. And then the next one is a real sad cake picture of me holding a sparkler. But those give a little bit of insight to where I've been at in the last month. But thank you for all the love to both Shay and myself, not only from this month, but for the years that we have all been together as a band of mothers. So for this week's Love Bomb, I want to keep it a little bit short and just pose a question that has been noodling around in my brain for a few weeks now. I read it somewhere. It was someone posting with reference to manifestation. And I know that manifestation is sort of having a moment right now, and there are sort of conflicting feelings about it. Some people think, okay, you shouldn't just expect to manifest that new Louis Vuitton handbag whenever you want. That's not the point. A lot of people say it's spiritual bypassing if you just go straight to manifestation without actually doing the work deep inside you, clearing out your ego, getting to know your shadow, getting to know your true self, your true identity, understanding your sovereignty. And only then can you begin to manifest, when you actually know what you really want in life, not what you think you want. All of those are valid points. And as I will just say, sort of a recovering fundamental Christian as I was raised, I have a hard time with manifestation just as a knee-jerk reaction, because I feel like I was always sort of taught that I shouldn't really want anything, that materialism is bad, that wanting to be abundant or rich is bad, I'm not a good Christian, I'm going to hell, I'm greedy, all the things. And what I'm realizing in my middle life is that that is wrong, that it's actually living your best life wanting to be abundant. It is honoring your talents and your gifts that we all have. All of us have gifts and special talents that the world needs, and using those to create the life that you want is absolutely part of the point of being on this planet. And so I'm really trying to work hard to reframe my own brain and drop those preconceived notions of shame and guilt around wanting the life that I want. And let's be honest, the life that I want involves safety for my family, being able to support, you know, my parents as they get older, and to give to charities and be there for my daughter. All good things. Anyway, we can talk about manifestation for hours and hours. But for this Love Bomb, someone wrote something with regards to manifestation, a kind of a twist on it that I thought was really interesting. And what she asked was, instead of manifesting what you want, try manifesting how you want to feel. Focus on how you want to feel and manifest that. And I love that idea because focusing on how you want to feel will naturally bring you to a state of how you want to be and what you want in terms of a material thing. So how do you want to feel? Have you thought about that? Have you given yourself a chance to say, I want to feel joy. I want to feel peace. I want to feel aroused. I want to feel safe. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel strong. I want to feel present. I want to feel sovereign. I want to feel heard. As moms, we often don't allow ourselves to manifest how we want to feel in this world, let alone how we want to be seen, how we want to show up in this world. We manifest how we think we should be for others. And that's amazing. And we show up for others every single day. But when was the last time you asked yourself how you want to feel? Here's right now how I want to feel. I want to feel safe. I want to feel protected. I want to feel sovereign. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel validated. I want to feel useful. I would say that's how I want to feel. So that's your little task for this week. Pull out those journals, ladies, or use your voice recording, or just think about it while you're doing some mundane task, or even better, take a bath or take a walk and manifest how you want to feel. And if you haven't asked yourself or told yourself that you want to feel happy, let me be the first to tell you that you 1000% deserve that feeling every single day of your life. And the crazy thing is, no one can make you feel happy or safe or secure or abundant or sovereign or any of those things. No one can do that except for you. You are in charge of that. You are your own manifester. So take some time to think about those things. Honor that you deserve to feel all the good things and that you can make that happen for yourself. And then let's manifest some bigger stuff. But let's check the list of our feelings and how we feel in this world while walking on this earth. Let's get that taken care of first. Thanks again for listening to another Love Bomb. Please follow us on Instagram, Band of Mothers Podcast. We'll be back in the fall with something more long form that we think you're really going to love. Take care of yourself. Drink water. Kiss those babies. And just always remember that you are an awesome mom. Talk to you soon.